Greetings to all of you and a very good morning from me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Pearis. I trust that all of you are well, up and early to listen to our podcast this morning. Let's start off with the Women's International Premier League because an important game was played yesterday between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants, both very strong teams. Let me tell you at the offset, Mumbai Indians have been captained by Harmanpreet Kaur, the national captain of India, and Gujarat Giants by Ashley Gardner of Australia. A look at the scores. GG, as they're called, or Gujarat Giants, were put into bat. They made a competitive score of 192 for 5. Now, the big question is, you can score all those runs, but do you have the bowlers to defend it? I'll come to that now. Beth Mooney made 33. Kanika Ahuja, 35. Georgia Warren, the Aussie, made 43 unbeaten. But we saw a good hitter in Bharati Fulmali, who made 36 of 15 deliveries. She was absolutely fantastic to watch. And she would be an Indian star in the women's version for sure. Because Fulmali made 3 huge sixers and 3 brilliant boundaries. Now then, the target was 193, and sadly, Gujarat Giants bowled all over. It was appalling to see how Renuka Singh, India's lead seam bowler, getting thrashed for 39 runs in allotted 4 overs, you know, conceding 9.75 runs per over by a specialist bowler is not very good. And Rajeshwari Gaikwad, who was dependent to bring in some spin by the captain, bowled 2 overs. She gave away 22 runs and average of 11 runs per over. How on earth are you going to win these games? That's for sure. So Mumbai Indians ultimately win easily with 4 balls spare by a massive margin of 7 wickets. Amanjot Kaur made 40 in just 26 deliveries. A 7 boundaries short in stature, but what a player she is for India. And Harmanpreet Kaur, as expected, unbeaten on 71 in 43 deliveries, 7 boundaries with 2 massive sixes. And last but not the least, Nicholas Carey of South Africa, brilliant 38 in just 23 deliveries. So it was a very interesting game that I watched, and I just thought the defending champions, Mumbai Indians, seem to be the favourites this year as well, the way they are playing their cricket. Now then, let's go across now to Zimbabwe and Namibia. I told you there were some warm-up games being played yesterday, but the official tournament gets underway tomorrow. Well, let's run through some of the scores that I have of the warm-up games. West Indies played against Japan. West Indies made 346 for 6 wickets, and the Japanese were bowled out for 117. So the Caribbean boys win by 229 runs. Here comes a surprise. Do you know that Tanzania beat Irish? Amazing, isn't it? Ireland made 197, bowled out, and Tanzania get there. 201 for 9 wickets, and they win this game by 1 wicket. And that's good for Tanzania because we have hardly heard of them playing cricket, and they've beaten a recognized cricket nation like the Irish. Sadly, the Bangladesh-Pakistan warm-up game was the Bangladesh-Scotland warm-up game, correction, was abandoned. And then Pakistan played against the United States of America. You know the obvious results. Pakistan made 294 for the loss of 8 wickets. And the US were bowled out for 225. So Pakistan win by a huge margin of 69 runs, as expected. What's coming up today in the warm-up games? Right, Australia will play against South Africa. Afghanistan will play against Sri Lanka, and India will have a game against New Zealand. This is the last warm-up game before tomorrow's tournament, which gets actually underway on the 15th. Tomorrow, USA will play against India. Tanzania will play against the West Indies, and Zimbabwe against Scotland. Now, the games are being telecast on Jio and also on Star Sports. And I was just told that Dialogue Television will also be telecasting this particular 50-over tournament. That's for your information. So that's about it on our cricketing news. As you know, that club rugby is always played during Friday and Saturday. So we'll have that sort of sporting news ready for you later on in the week. And the gentleman who's actually helping us with our rugby news and rugby updates is none other than the former CHNFC player, Shane Dullaver, former Trinity. And he will be keeping us updated on rugby news for your listening information. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris this morning. Have a wonderful day. Going to spin you a record. We sincerely hope that you relax, enjoy the music for your listening pleasure. Thank you. Have a blessed day.